Within days, the U.S. will hit $15 trillion in debt. That's 15 with 12 zeros behind it. The numeric milestone comes at a time when Americans as a whole have a distrust of Congress for how it spends their money.
It should come after our country is secure first. I believe our money should be here first, put towards the people first, and when the people are well adjusted with the unemployment rate right now, with the poverty level right now the way it is, it should not go overseas first.
Across the country, protests and public discontent is rising over federal spending.
Too much war, not enough for the little guy.
Occupy protests that started at Wall Street in New York have spread across the country. They're angry with banks that received federal funds but insist on charging customers extra fees. They're encouraging people to switch over to credit unions. They call it Bank Transfer Day.
Take your money out of the institutions if you don't support them and put them with institutions that you do feel good about. If you don't agree with what's going on, don't give them your money.
In the Eurozone, President Obama spends time in Cannes, France, for the G20 summit that takes place as Europe is trying to determine a better bailout package for debt-ridden Greece.
But while the president is overseas, he has to fight for a re-election battle here at home. Republican rivals are looking for things to criticize the president over. They look at the country's crawling economy and describe it as a result of weak leadership.
And the U.S.'s struggling recovery was dealt another blow this week with a lackluster jobs report. U.S. employers hired an estimated 80,000 people last month, worse than economists expected. The unemployment rate dropped only 0.1%, down to 9%.
The debt could be easily fixed if we put people back to work. I think that's probably the main focus that the government should be focused on right now. Politics in this country is broken.
Congress is still so divided that President Obama is trying to find ways to get the country moving by using executive orders instead of a preferred legislative process. Meanwhile, as lawmakers squabble, the U.S. debt steadily rises with the national poverty rate and the number of dissatisfied Americans. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.